Hi and welcome to my podcast. My name is Rich Bassini. Today is August 25th, 2022. Thank you for tuning in. As I always say, I'd like to thank Anchor FM for letting me use their website to host my podcast here. And I hope those who follow me on this podcast, I hope you guys will keep coming back for more. I know I've been looking just now at the recent podcast I did. Seems like I'm doing one once a month. That's because I've been really busy doing YouTube Shorts, YouTube, Twitter, TikTok, Instagram, and so on. As an eBay seller, I'm a YouTube creator. And I have to honestly say, and I don't say this with, you know, in any way, you know, and I'm not making any derogative statement or anything here, but out of the two, I love creating videos. I like selling on eBay, don't get me wrong, but I love creating videos. That's more my passion. What I want to talk to you guys about tonight, and I wanted to do this podcast a while back. It's just I've been so bogged down with some, you know, so many things. I got a lot of things on my plate, so to speak, folks. So I'm sorry if I haven't did a podcast in a while. I was even thinking of doing a YouTube podcast, but, you know, time is of the essence around here for me. There is not enough hours in a day for me to do what I want to do. And every time I try to, you know, get set up and said, okay, today I'm going to do a YouTube video on this, that, the other things. I have so many things lined up for my YouTube channel, and I get so set up, and I get bogged down doing the research and everything, and it just turns out to be that I just don't have the time. I just don't have the time, literally have no time whatsoever, and it's really been bothering me. I've been reading somewhere, you know, the blog post, where people talk about, you know, creators getting burnt out from doing videos. It's true. It's true. I find myself getting a little antsy, and when I don't put out a video, I get really uptight and upset because I say to myself, I want to be consistent. Consistency on YouTube is important from what I've been hearing from other creators. You know, you got to be consistent with this here. I said it before my videos. I don't know if I said it in my other podcast, but with being a YouTube creator is hard. Like they say, someone referred to that saying, starting a YouTube channel is not a marathon. I mean, what do you say again? I'm getting it mixed up. It's not a sprint. It's a marathon. Forgive me, folks. I think I'm due for my late evening coffee here. I'm in the East Coast of New York right here. It's going on a little after 8 p.m. This heat's been really unbelievable. But anyway, outside of that there, it's true. Just like I said, it's not a sprint. It's a marathon. It is a lot of work. It does take a lot of time and dedication. And I said in my other videos, and I will repeat it again, the biggest challenge I would think, and I really shouldn't speak for other creators, but I think a majority of them would agree with me. Coming up with new content, I would think it's the hardest thing for me, coming up with content on a daily basis. Seriously, it's the hardest part of being a YouTube creator. But I love it. I love it. I like sitting here, at my computer. I get up every morning. I rise at 6 a.m. in the morning, and sometimes I go to sleep at 12:30, 1 o'clock in the morning. And I love it. I do love creating videos. I like coming up with new ideas. I got, I'm thinking of some, changing my YouTube banner around on my main channel. I'm working on it. Again, that's another thing that takes time because I want to do a decent banner. I want to add some new features to my YouTube channel. I don't really want to start getting involved in another YouTube channel. That's not what I want to do just yet. Although, sounds like I'm contradicting myself in this particular case. I am. I did register on YouTube a couple more YouTube channels that are dormant right now. They're not doing anything. It's kind of like I'm saving the name, whatever, or saving that. Yeah, I guess you could say saving the name. They're dormant right now. I don't know when I'm going to do it, you know, when I'm going to start those or that other channel. But right now, the way it is right now, I'm just going to leave it just the way it is. Leave it right there. You know, it's like an airplane parked in a hangar. Leave it there, you know. Yeah, but, you know, it's been a challenge for me. YouTube has been a challenge. I'm not going to deny it. It has been a bumpy road. And you're probably saying, well, why do I say that? Because when I look at Social Blade, and for those who know, Social Blade is a website that kind of like, I would say, I'm going to put my own terms. It's like an analytical website for YouTube creators. You know, it'll tell you when you go to their webpage, it'll tell you the date that was born, you know, the date you started the YouTube channel, the category, how many video uploads and things of that nature. And to date, I have, as far as YouTube videos, 1,571 videos to date. Now, a lot of people may think that's a lot of videos, but I've been on other creators' channels where they blow that out of the way. I mean, PewDiePie, I think he's got, what, close to 5,000 videos? But he started on the platform a long time, you know, longer than I have. I've been on YouTube since 2013, so what does that make it, 10 years now? And it was on and off. You know, back then I had a full-time job. I'm doing this. I'm more into it now because I got laid off my last job, and I figured, hey, let me throw my hat in the ring and try it. Let's try this YouTube thing out. Let's try this eBay thing out. And I've been doing it, you know, since 2016 is when I actually got laid off my last job. Okay. 1,000 jobs went overseas. Let's put it that way. So that's when I said, you know what? I'm going to give it a shot. What do I got to lose? You know? So YouTube right now, unless I'm going to start losing people, I hope not. I got 1,150 followers and I think 659,000 views so far that people have watched my videos. It's not too bad for a small creator like myself. I'm not complaining, folks. Believe me. It took me years. Let's put it this way. I started back in 2013 on YouTube. On August 13th, 2021 is when I hit the 1,000 subscriber mark. Look how many years it took to get that. 9 years to get that part. And anyway, what I was getting back to with the Social Blade, I got sidetracked here. With Social Blade, I would look, you know, at the statistics, you know, and I'll show you, I gained 10 subscribers, I lost 10 subscribers. I gained 10 subscribers, I lost 10 subscribers. And it was going back and forth like that for this whole month. And I said to myself, holy cow, what's the deal here? You know, why, you know, and I even questioned them too. Like even my grade level dropped. I was a B-. First I started as a C+ on Social Blade. Then it went to B-. And I had that for a day or so. And then the next day, I'm back to a C+ again. At least I'm not a C- or a C. But, you know, it is what it is. Starting a YouTube channel, folks, you're going to have ups and downs with it. You're going to have, maybe people are going to give you a lot of thumbs down. I got thumbs down on my videos. Yeah. There is one particular person out there that either don't like the content or they don't like me, but every time, well, for the most part, and I don't know who that person is, whoever it is, I just wish they would tell me what they don't like about my videos so I know how to change it. Maybe they want me to, maybe I'm doing something wrong in their eyes and they don't want to come right out and say, hey, you know, you should do this instead of that, you know, whatever. But it doesn't seem like they're doing that. And I don't know why. I mean, every time, for quite some time, every time I did a video, this particular person, it's always one for the most part, one. That soon as a video, I do the video, boom, I go look at my analytics and I look at my, you know, the content there, because when you go on YouTube and you look at the content, it gives a list of all your videos. And then I look right across there and it says likes and dislikes. And I was like, I was 100 at one point, 100%. And then like the next day, whatever, I'm looking like I'm down to 50. It's like, what? For one dislike, it went from 100% to 50. YouTube really should do something with that. I mean, that's crazy the way they got that set up. But anyway, so lo and behold, some people started liking my videos and now it went back up again. So I think it's up 80%, whatever. But there's always one person, in my case, that always gives me a thumbs down. Why? I don't know. I tried to reach out to them in a video, but for some reason, they will not take the initiative to leave a comment or contact me and say, listen, you're a nice guy, but I don't like your content, or I like your content, but I don't like you. I don't know. Maybe I said something to offend the person. I don't know. I really don't. But I don't think I say things to offend anybody. I mean, that's not intentionally. I mean, if I said something that upset the person, or, you know, I do apologize, but I don't recall. The only thing I say in my videos is I don't discuss religion and politics. And the reason why I don't discuss religion and politics is for the simple reason is they're very touchy subjects. And how you look at religion or is the way you see it, the way you interpret it, and how I look at it, you know, is different from the way you interpret and I interpret it. And the same thing with politics. I keep my political views to myself. I'm not going to get into, you know, oh, I like this guy, he's better than your guy, my guy is better. No, I don't get into that stuff. I don't get into it. And I'm not going to either. I'm not going to sit here and, you know, if I do start a YouTube podcast or even just my regular videos, I'm not going to sit there and get in a debacle with people about, you know, religion and politics. I'm just not going to do it. Those are two topics I don't discuss on my YouTube channel. And I won't really, or they don't want to discuss it on this, my podcast. But I will say this, though. Excuse me. I will say this. In regards to the eBay part of the business, which I am an online seller. I have to say my sales have been like really just about flatlined. And without getting too much into what I'm about to say, the topic, I think you guys know what I'm going to, you know, where it's leading. But I'll tell you one thing. 2 years ago, I was making pretty decent sales on eBay. Okay. Now it's like I said, it's like flatlined. I'm making sales, but nothing that could support a lifestyle. Let's put it that way. Really pathetic. So, yeah, a lot of things have changed. If you do, like I said, again, I'm not going to get into the whole dynamics behind it, but I'll tell you one thing. What is going on in this country is bizarre. Without getting too much into it, I'm going to leave it at that. Let's stop it at that point. Leave it there. What I want to talk to you guys about is when it comes to starting a YouTube channel, the title of this here, unless I forget, I think I wrote it down. It's called Why I Love YouTube Shorts. And I do. And the reason why I love YouTube Shorts is for the simple reason is that I noticed that by doing the shorts, I haven't done a lot of YouTube Shorts. I noticed, though, the view count is pretty high on it. And I can't say verbatim, but I think I've also, by creating the YouTube Shorts, that I've noticed I've been getting a lot, you know, quite a bit of subscribers. Not tons of them, but I mean, I noticed my subscriber base has been going up. So if you are, you know, thinking about starting a YouTube channel, or you are an already established YouTube channel, if you haven't checked out the YouTube Shorts, you should. They're 60-second clips. And I know people say 60 seconds. What could you get out of, you know, what could you get out of a 60-second clip? I wrote down a couple ideas. First things, well, this is just a couple of them, okay? One of them is to share your talents and passions, right? Think about it. You could be an artist. You could teach people how to paint. right? The other one would be, or you're a baker. You could teach people how to bake. I said this before on my other YouTube videos that the list goes on and on. I mean, I could come out and tell you things, you know, what I think is good, what I don't think is so good. But I will leave you with this here. I'm not gonna leave yet, but what I will let you know, think about this. Me personally, have found that I like when I view videos on YouTube. I like do-it-yourselves and how-to videos. Okay. Now, a lot of people may say, "Well, what are you trying to tell me? Those would be good YouTube channels to start." Yeah, I think they would. But on the other hand, if you're a person that doesn't, you know, have a certain skill to teach somebody something of that nature, which we all do, we all have talents, we just don't apply them. I would definitely say, then go be a vlogger. And people say, "Well, what's a vlogger?" A vlogger is the same thing as a blogger. Vlogger, blogger. It's same thing. You know, one writes things down on a website and the other one does videos. And people say, "Well, what kind of vlog would I have? What kind of vlog chat?" Well, that's the thing. You have to come up with that there. Okay. Being a vlogger, you could pretty much talk about your daily, what goes on in your daily life if you want to. That's why I interpret it. Well, I am a vlog. I'm a vlogger and a creator on this platform, on YouTube, I should say. And yeah, you could talk about basically anything as far as I see. But that's my opinion. You know, people may beg to differ and say, "Well, I, you know," or they agree to disagree with me. And that's fine. You know, we all have opinions and we all think different in some state with certain things, and that's fine, you know. But yeah, if you don't know what to talk about in your videos, or you don't know what to start it about, you have a talent. We all do, you know. And you probably say to yourself, "I don't believe I do." No, you do. We all have a talent. And some people have multiple talents. Well, for example, myself, I know, and this is, I'm not bragging or anything, but I know basic carpentry, basic electric work, basic plumbing, and you know, but that's it. And I know basic auto repairs. Now I wouldn't touch a car now with all the stuff they have in it. But those things I have basic, you know, knowledge of. My house, I've done things. I've done basic electrical work and, you know, carpentry and so on and so forth. But I have basics. Am I a professional in any of them? No, I'm not. Just like I'm not a YouTube guru. Just because I've been on YouTube for 10 years doesn't make me a YouTube guru that I know everything about YouTube. But I will say this. I am learning as time goes on. And that's the thing. If you're going to start a YouTube channel, experiment. The other thing that comes into play when I follow these other YouTube creators out there, successful ones, I'm talking successful ones, I'm talking a little guy like me. Not that I'm putting myself down, but I'm talking about people that have been around and have the, you know, they achieved over 100,000, 500,000, even millions of subscribers. They'll tell you, in some cases, pick a niche and stick with it. Now, me, on the other hand, I think sometimes niches could run out, run out of, you know, they can be played out as time goes on. For example, I follow a guy that talks about digital cameras. And that's how he started his channel. Very creative. I'm not going to get into it altogether, you know, so people don't message me and say, "Who's the person?" But this person, you know, would always talk about digital cameras, the latest ones, this, that, and the other thing, you know, the lenses they use and so on and so forth, you know, to do their videos. And unless you have an unlimited income source where you could go out and either buy them, if the companies are lending you these things to do reviews on them, like, you know, you're getting a brand deal or whatever, or someone sends to the, you know, send you these items to do reviews on them, that's one thing, but, you know, with the intentions of sending it back. But for the most part, I think if you don't have that type of system worked out like that, then you're going to eventually, your channel is going to kind of like peter out, I would think. Because now you're talking about, you know, how many times are you going to talk about different cameras? Are you going to talk, you know, eventually you're going to run out of cameras, you know? I mean, that's why I look at it, unless you're going to teach people camera trips, you know, tricks, how to take pictures, better photos, whatever. So for me, I look at this way, spice is the variety of life. Okay. And I believe that doing what I do, I'm hoping that it keeps people, coming back for more videos and to hear me out. I share, I think my YouTube banner is online reseller, entrepreneur, and vlogger. And then on the bottom there, I have help, inspire, and share. And that's what I want to do. I call it the His Initiative. It's something I made up. Help, inspire, and share. I want to help people by sharing information, right? By putting out good content. I want to inspire people. I don't want nobody to give up. I am more of an optimist than a pessimist. I'll be the first to tell you that. I will not quit. Quitting is easy. Staying in the game is hard. It reminds of a thing like Joel Osteen, the pastor there, would say, you got to look at yourself as a runner in a race. The runner takes off and later on he falls and, he gets up, dusts himself off, and he gets back in the race. And that's what it's all about. But you got to also experiment. See, me, I like the idea of spices, the variety of life, because I want to put different content out there. I don't want to talk about the same thing, or like the old saying is bring an old product back with a new twist. That's what some people do. They will talk about how to get your first 50 or how to get your first 100 subscribers, how to get your first 1,000 subscribers, how to get your channel monetized. And it goes on and on and on. And it's a lot of YouTube creators out there. And I'm not knocking them, I'm not saying in a derogative way. It's just that it's basically the same verbal communications from different YouTube creators. I could tell you something too. I could say, oh yeah, well, this is the best way to create a YouTube channel is to have good titles and good thumbnails. You'll hear it all the time. Good titles and good thumbnails. Everybody puts a little different spin on it. Excuse me, folks. Trying to get over this summer cold. Believe it or not, I got a summer cold. Would you believe it? Anyway, and that's what happens. People will put a different spin on it. And it all boils down to the same thing. There's no science behind creating a YouTube channel. Okay? There's no science behind it. But I will say one thing. When you become successful and you do hit the 4,000 hours of watch time and 1,000 subscribers and you're able to join the YouTube Partner Program, YouTube does go out of their way to help its creators. They do. Matter of fact, I took a survey today. It must have been at least 15 minutes long, 10 to 15 minutes long. It was a lot of questions in it, but I did it. And I understand why they do it. They want people to, they want to get feedback from their creators. And I willfully did it. I had no problem doing it. It was about 15 minutes, about a 15-minute survey. And I'm glad I did. But anyway, they do help out. They do help the creators out. They do. YouTube does help the creators out by putting out good information. They have YouTube channels on the Creator Insider and stuff like that. They have a whole bunch of, they have other different YouTube channels to help inspire upcoming YouTube creators. So, you got to take the initiative, folks. Put your time into it, and eventually it will grow. This is why I would tell people who's going to start a YouTube channel. Share your talents and your passion, like I said earlier. Keep it original, keep it real, and let it grow organically. Now, with the YouTube Shorts, this is the other thing. The first one I was talking about is share your talents. Like I said, again, you could be an artist or a baker, whatever. The other one is you can give a sneak peek, preview to your next upcoming video. You could do that. Another one is, or you can give a short intro to your new YouTube channel that you're, hey, I'm Rich Pacini. Welcome to my new YouTube channel. You could do it. I'm not talking about a YouTube, doing with a YouTube short. That's what I'm talking about. Okay? That's one way of doing it, getting the message out there. And then the other thing would be, well, at the end of it would be, well, here's the other thing. I always say YouTube Shorts are your gateway to the world, right? It is. Think about it. When you put a YouTube video out there, how many possible people are going to see it? There's what, millions or billions of people on there on YouTube watching videos every day? I'm not saying they're going to watch, billions of people are going to watch your video, but I'm just trying to say it's a big audience. And that's why I put over here YouTube Shorts. Well, I put it like that. Shorts is your gateway to the world. It is. Because people, in some cases, depending how popular you are, it is a gateway to the world. You are going to get people from around the world watching your videos. You might not get big percentages. It depends, you know, especially it depends how you have it set up. If you're a person that sets it up where, you know, you only have the English version and it doesn't translate into other ones, well, that might be a problem. That might stifle the growth of your YouTube channel. But for the most part, you know, you can have an audience. You can have a big audience out there. But you'll never know until you try. You'll never know that. And the last thing I like to say with this here when it comes to, you know, starting a YouTube channel, as that saying goes, the only limitation is your imagination. Folks, I think about things every day, what I want to put on my YouTube channel. Every day, there's not a day that don't go by where I say, I want to do a video on this topic. I want to do a video on that topic. I watch videos, and how, if in case people are wondering how I go about getting content for my videos, I watch other YouTube creators. I do. I watch other YouTube creators. And I take little snippets from their videos. No, not, I don't copy it. I'm just saying I jot down notations. And I'll take little snippets from each one of those YouTube creators that they're talking about. And, you know, I will incorporate it in my videos, but not, I don't use their exact, you know, content. And I'll talk a little, I'll expand on those topics. And I try to build up from there. But that's how I create my YouTube videos. And plus, I have stuff that I want to share on a personal level. You know, that's the thing. If you watch YouTube videos, you guys might notice, you may have noticed, or may have not. Did you ever come across a YouTube channel where they're talking about how to create a YouTube, a YouTube video? And you said, geez, I heard that before from a different creator, right? Think about it. Because, I can't speak for others, but I think, you know, that in some way, some little way, we all will borrow a little piece of that idea and embed it in our YouTube channel. Do I think there's anything wrong with it? No. I think sometimes, even with my YouTube, the content I put on my YouTube channel, I think there's people out there that take little tidbits of information and they incorporate. I mean, if not, then it seems very, you know, similar. Because, I mean, I've seen videos where it's like almost the same thing I was talking about. And I don't really care, to be honest with you. So, I mean, you know, people watch my YouTube videos and they take little snippets out here and there and they embed it in their videos. That's fine. It doesn't bother me in the least, you know. But with YouTube, you got to experiment. Now, before I close out here, because I only get a half hour segment on this here, on Anchor FM here, and I'm very grateful that they do let me, host my podcast on their website here. It's really, you know, it's all about taking the time and the initiative to make it work. I'm talking about in regards to taking advantage of the YouTube Shorts. If you guys out there are YouTube creators, or like I said again, you're thinking about starting a YouTube channel, take advantage of it, folks. Seriously, take advantage of it. It's only 60 seconds. You know, put it out there. Be natural. Be yourself. Don't be scared. You know, you could always redo the thing over again. How many times have I had to start over again because I didn't like the way I sound or, you know, the topic I came at, I might have said something crazy, whatever, you know, or it didn't sound right. And I would just start the video over again. But it's a good way to get, you know, recognition. It's a good way to promote your YouTube channel. So I really hope that you guys will take advantage of it and use it to its advantage. You'll use it to the fullest. I am. I'm definitely going to. But anyway, I'm going to close this podcast out. My name is Rich Bassini, and today is August 25th, 2022. And if you guys want to check me out on YouTube, go to YouTube on a search bar and just type in Richard J. Bassini and you could check out my videos. Hopefully you'll like the content. Hopefully you'll like me. And hopefully you'll hit that subscribe button. I hope you guys could check it out. And all I want to say again is to all the new creators out there, if you're thinking about starting a YouTube channel, Go for the gusto. Good luck to you. Bye-bye for now.